Good morning again. In this week, we're celebrating Mother's Day. And we want to just thank each of you who are mothers and or have been mothers and who have been faithful to your families. We really do want you to be encouraged and appreciated this day. So let's ask God to help us and guide us. And Father, we thank you. We thank you for the day you've given us. And Father, we thank you for the reminder of our mothers, a time to remember them, appreciate them, be thankful for them. And so today, as we spend these moments together, we especially ask that you will guide us to be an encouragement to moms. And we pray that we would be those who praise our mothers, pray for our mothers, and just encourage them on this day and for days to come. So guide us and direct us through your Spirit. In Christ's name, amen. It's a time when we celebrate mothers, and we are thankful for, I know in my own case, God gave me a wonderful mom, and she's with the Lord, but she was just a wonderful treasure, and I'll always be thankful for her. But we know being a mom is not an easy task. It has a lot of challenges in a variety of areas. And so as we look at this, We want you to have a happy Mother's Day, but we know that every day is not always happy. Every day is not always easy. It's not always one of those smooth flow things. And moms who are going, and we so hope you are going God's way, in this old world, it's not an easy task. There's so many challenges. In fact, motherhood, over the last 25, 30 years, in some sense, has been in crisis. I remember an article titled, "Motherhood, Who Needs It?" Whoa. Well, another journal put it this way, "I thought you were catching up with the times." This is somebody who wrote about an article that had been in this magazine. "Then comes that sentimental fashion story called To Mother with Love. I know these were models with their own children, but stop promoting motherhood all the time." What? Stop promoting motherhood? We live in a world that desperately needs mothers. But the culture is not always friendly toward mothers. In one book, it stated all these institutions, obviously including motherhood, that were designed on the assumption that for the reinforcement of the male and female role system, such the family, sex, and love must be destroyed. Whoa. Now, I realize that is a far left perspective. But there's a settling in sometimes of an antagonistic perspective toward God's design, God's roles. And one of the wonderful roles God has designed is mothers. We want to talk about moms. And we want to be an encouragement to you who are mothers. What is essential to be God's kind of mom? A mom going in God's way. Well, let's think about a few characteristics of a mother who is going God's way in this world that is often going the other way. Now, where would we look for a great model, a commendable model? Well, I think probably one of the best places to look is the mother of the Lord Jesus himself. In Luke chapter 1, it says in verse 26, Now, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to the city in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the descendants of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming in, the angel, he said to her, to Mary, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." Wow. Mary was just a young girl. But she was the woman God picked to raise God's incarnate Son, the Lord Jesus. Now, the very first essential of being God's kind of mom, going God's way in this world, is to first know God Himself. And obviously that means that moms, not just moms, everyone needs to be saved. Now think of this passage. Mary states this. This is still in Luke chapter 1, and I read in 46. And Mary's responding to the Lord. And she said, "My soul exalts the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior." Did you get that? Mary needed a Savior, just like we all need a Savior. All have sinned. All of us need a Savior. And Mary came to the point in her life, at some point, where she put her trust in God. She knew the Lord was her Savior. Now, Mary was living in under the system of the Old Testament, and when we come into the New Testament, and then obviously her son became the Savior of the world. She trusted in God, and we are to trust in God the Son. Remember the Philippian jailer. And Paul and Silas were in prison. Remember that? They'd been thrown in unjustly. But amazingly, they were praying and singing hymns of praise. It's amazing what they were doing, how God had touched their heart. They were praising the Lord, and all the other prisoners were listening. And then God shook the whole jail and opened it up, and the jailer thought everybody had escaped. And Paul said, "No, no, no, no." And when the dust kind of settled, the jailer said to Paul and Silas, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And you possibly remember these words. They said, Paul and Silas said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved." And obviously that is our desire for each one of us, not just moms, but for all of us. Whether you're a youngster or a senior, whether you're a man or a woman, we all need to be saved through trust in Christ. And see, Mary had put her faith in God, and she was saved, but she needed to be saved. Everyone needs the Savior, needs salvation. And that's the beginning point. That's the starting point of a mother going God's way in this world. Now, a mother also needs to know how to walk through this world. And where do we find that? Well, the Word of God. A mother going God's way is a woman of God's Word. She has gleaned knowledge from the Scriptures. She's a woman of the book. You know, it's interesting when we think of Mary. And again, I'm in chapter 1 of Luke. And Mary starts in verse 46 and through 55. There's a section called the Magnificat. And what it is, it's her statement unto the Lord. And it's spontaneous. But what is so amazing about it is that there are 15 different quotations in this section from the Old Testament. And it just spontaneously comes out of her. How can that be? She was a woman of the book. Even as a young girl, she had been absorbing God's word. And so when she speaks to the Lord, when she speaks praise and thanksgiving, she knew the word so well that the words from God's book came out in her expressions. You see, women who are going God's way need to be women of the book, just like all of us. You know, in Joshua, it says, meditate on it day and night. Apparently, Mary did. She spent time in God's book. She knew she needed God's book. And she absorbed the truth that God spoke. A woman that some of you may remember, Ann Ortland, a godly woman. But when she was a young mother, she writes, we had three babies. The oldest was 2.5. The second was 1.5. And the third one was just brand new, a newborn. Well, you can imagine what kind of busy household they had. And she said, I found my days were just one succession of bottles and diapers. And then she said, I got desperate for time with the Lord. You know, isn't it so true? I mean, whether you're a mom or a dad, it's so easy to be so busy. But mothers especially, you're just trying to think, oh, and then you hear a cry in the other room, or you run back here, one of them has fallen, or something's happened. You know, always something is going on. And a conscientious mom is trying to care for her family. It's so easy to get distracted from the Lord and His Word. And went on to say, Ann Ortland, she said, Lord, if you'll help me, I'll meet you. And then she, early in the morning, she said. And she did. She, in the Lord's strength, she met with the Lord. She said, I kept my time with Him. She said, I didn't die. I'm sure some days she was exhausted. But she said, I'm not sorry I did. You see, a mom going God's way in this world needs God's book, needs to know God's truth, to know how to maneuver, how to go through, what to do with a baby that's colicky. How do you handle that? Or what to do with a teenager who's you know, pushing the limits all the time? How do you deal with that? God's book gives us truth from God Himself to know how to walk through this world. And then also, a mother not only needs to know the truth, she needs to believe the truth. She needs to be a woman of faith. And this, again, is characterized in Mary's life. Luke chapter 1, again in verse 45, and it said, and blessed is she, Mary, who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what had been spoken to her by the Lord. She believed there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken by the Lord. You see, it's not enough to just hear information from God's word. God calls us to believe it, to cling to it. To really to say, I hold on. What did Mary believe? Well, you know what? It's very critical in this passage. Of course, it's all about her going to have the Christ child. And it says in Luke chapter 1, verse 32, and he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. Isn't that amazing? Whoa! She's going to be the mother of this child. And then it goes on to say in verse 35, the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, the holy child shall be called the Son of God. Whoa. And that is what the passage goes on to say. She believed there would be a fulfillment of what had been spoken to her by the Lord. She was a woman of faith. So when a mom, you know, just in the battles of life, And you carve out time, whether it's early in the morning or late at night or in the middle of the day, and you open God's book. God wants to speak truth, and that truth can be trusted. He wants us to believe it. He wants us to believe his word so that we not only know the word, we believe the word, but then we can live out the word. Trust and obey, there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. And you also, you know what? Also, there's no other way to be a godly mom or godly dad. Trust and obey. And that brings us to this point. Mary was a woman of obedience. Now, again, as we said, Mary was under the Mosaic law at the time that she was born into. And it says, this is just going to the next chapter of Luke chapter 2. And Simeon came in, this is in 27, a man came in the spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to carry out for him the custom of the law. So they were obeying God's word, carrying out the custom of the law. In verse 39, when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they obeyed. They not only knew God's truth, believed God's truth, but they obeyed God's truth. She was a woman of obedience. But you know what? You know, sometimes we can kind of go, oh, you know, I got to do this, right? Mary had a willing obedience, a submissive heart. Just like we need to have a submissive heart. It says of her in verse 38 of chapter 1 again of Luke, and Mary said, behold, the bond slave of the Lord, may it be done to me according to your word. She said, you know what? I want to obey the Lord. I'm a bond slave. I am in submission to the Lord. What he calls me to do, I will do. There was a willing obedience. A joyful obedience, we could say. You know, it's not easy to be obedient to the Lord, to what God's book says. But God calls us to obey. And if we really understand how much he loves us and what he has for us and his blessings upon us, we can move forward in obedience to do what he wants us to do with a willing spirit, a joyful spirit to obey the Lord. Now, as I was thinking about this, This issue of obedience. You know, I just want to encourage you, moms. You know, nobody's perfect. And you can look back and you think, oh, man, I blew it today. You know, you think, oh, man, I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have yelled there. I shouldn't have done that. You know, none of us have it always together. But what God calls us to do, you know, when we blow it, we confess it, and we move forward. God wants us to say, okay, I love you. I know you blew it. Confess it and move on. So you know what? When moms look back or when dads look back and say, oh, man, I so blew it. You know, sometimes it's a time you just go back and say, you know, even to the kids, say, I'm sorry. And to the Lord, say, God, I confess this. But we're moving in the right direction. Not perfectly, but we're moving forward God's way. And God will bless us. And learning from the times we look back in our failures, learning from that. You know, when you learn from your failure, it can be a success down the road. So don't beat yourself up. Some dear moms are just beating themselves up. You know what? Don't stay there. We may have to apologize. We may have to, you know, deal with something. But God loves you, and he wants you to move forward. You know, Satan wants to discourage us when we're disobedient. He wants to just, you know, drive us into the mud and leave us there. But God doesn't deal with us like that. He will convict us, but he doesn't dump us. He loves us. So let me encourage you. You know, wherever the track record's been, let's move forward with him, whether we're a dad, mom, teenager, whoever we are, but move forward in obedience to the Lord. Our children need that. One has said, children need models more than they need critics. And, you know, may God as he works in us and through us, may we be the model we need to be to our kids. Whether we're dad, mom, grandpa, grandma, may our kids see in us an example of Christ-likeness. Now, a mom who's moving God's way also loves her family. And remember when Jesus, he was just 12 years old, right? And they went to Jerusalem, and there's a whole bunch of people. And so Joseph and Mary were heading back home, and they just assumed Jesus in the crowd, and he was somewhere to be found, and they'd find him later. Well, later on, they're going down the road, and they can't find Jesus. And they think, whoa, where's he at? And so they go back to Jerusalem, and they find him in the temple. You may remember that. And Mary said, "Son, why have you treated us this way? Behold, your father and I have been anxiously looking for you." They were stressed out. What happened to Jesus? Where is he at? Well, you know, a mom who loves her kids wants them to be safe. Mary loved her son, Jesus. And moms love their kids. You know what it says in Titus chapter 2, verse 4, so that they may encourage the young women. He's talking to older women, encourage younger women to love their husbands, to love their children. You know, it's not always easy to love us guys, right? The husbands. And it's not always easy to love the kids. You know, let's say they're having one of those tantrums, you know, maybe a week of tantrums. You know, they're in their five. I was talking to a young mom recently, and she was telling me of her son. And he never does anything wrong, right? It's always somebody else's fault. Well, that can just drive you over the hill, right? Of course, you need to pray for your kids. But we need to be the kind of parents. Love our kids. Sometimes love is tough. And you have to say no. You have to maybe, you know, put them in the corner for a while, whatever. But we love them. Whatever we do for them, it's because we love them. And God wants to develop this in moms, obviously in all of us. One said, "Decades of child development research show that what all young children need to grow up emotionally healthy is a warm, affectionate relationship with their mothers." I was talking to my brother, and he worked for a short time with another man who was a teacher. And he was teaching in a very difficult area. The school was in a situation where there were a lot of troubled children, a lot of broken families. And he said to my brother, this teacher said to my brother, as they were reflecting on these little kids that they were trying to work with, he said, "Most of these kids don't have a dad at all. No dads around. In fact, most of these children are not even being raised by their mothers. They're being raised by their grandmothers." Can you imagine the impact on a little heart when you don't even see your mom? You see, thank the Lord for godly grandmas, but we need godly dads, godly moms, and godly grandparents to minister to our children and the generations that come, to build into them a sense of security and value and importance. They realize because they're loved. May God give us moms. And moms, be encouraged. God can work this in us more and more to be more and more what God wants us to be the loving parent he longs for us to be. You know, one of the things that's going to take to go God's way in this world is courage. Remember we talked about, you know, the animosity toward mothers and dads who are trying to go God's way in this world. It's going to take courage because there's going to be people making fun of us. There's going to be people, you know, who are going to try to stop us. And God says, have courage. You know, I think one of the greatest examples of courage, remember little Moses when he was born. And of course, Pharaoh, of that time, was going to drown all the boys, all the baby boys, drown them, right? Throw them in the river, in the Nile. And it says of Moses' mother and father, in Hebrews 11, they were not afraid of the king's edict. Isn't that amazing? They were not driven by fear. They stood in courage. God can give us courage in a world that's going the other way, in a world that's antagonistic, in a world that mocks motherhood, in a world that mocks fathers who want to be godly. God can give us courage. And can you imagine the courage they had, not afraid of the king's edict? It wasn't just that they were not afraid of what people would think. They were not afraid of what the king could do. May God give us that kind of courage. And I commend you. I just encourage you. If you have that kind of courage and you're moving forward, contrary to our culture, I just want to commend you. Just keep on keeping on. It's going to take commitment, and that is another factor I just want to highlight. The commitment of a mom going God's way, and I think of this in Proverbs 31. The first thing a godly mom has is commitment to the Lord Himself. It says of the woman in Proverbs 31, the woman that's praised, it says, "A woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised." She shall be praised. But she has a reverence for the Lord, a love for the Lord, an adoration for the Lord. And she's moving forward through this world God's way because she's ultimately doing it for the Lord. Whatever you do, do your work heartily as for the Lord. And a godly mom has a commitment first and foremost to the Lord. And then she has a commitment, obviously, to her husband. It says in this same passage in Proverbs 31, she does him good and not evil all the days of her life. Thank you, moms. Thank you, wives. And then it says, her children rise up and bless her. She has a commitment to her kids. And one day, it will come. Sometimes I think it may only be after they're 40, but it will come. They say, "Oh, God, thank you for the mom I've had. Thank you for her." Because of her commitment to her family. You know what? There's no mom, there's no dad that can go God's way in this world in our own strength, in our own capacity. But you know, the wonderful promise, there's a wonderful promise in Philippians 4:13 when Paul says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." I can do all things through Christ. We could say, moms can do all things through Christ who strengthens her. You know, it may be getting up, And the kids are all sick. Or maybe the husband's out of work. Maybe the situation, we think of what's going on in our culture with the pandemic, and you know, there's some crisis around. Maybe it's a mother or a grandfather, and somebody's sick in the family, and you're really concerned. I know I was talking to a friend of mine, and her mother is very, very ill right now. And, you know, you're going through life. How can I handle this day? How can I get through this day? And thinking of all the things that are going on, all the potential problems that are happening. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Christ can strengthen you, moms. As we draw near to the Lord through the Word, we spend time with the Lord, He can infuse His strength into our lives so that we can go God's way even when the world is going the other way because He strengthens us. Yeah, and I've said it so many times. I love this passage in 2 Corinthians 12:9, and He said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness." His power in our weakness. Whatever you're called to do, and especially we're applying this to moms, whatever you're called to do, Christ is adequate for your situation. To strengthen you, His grace is all you need, and it can carry you through this day, this week, this year, through your whole life. I think back to Proverbs 31 and this wonderful commendation, and I want to read these words in verse 10. "An excellent wife who can find, for her worth is far above jewels." Her worth is far above jewels. It reminds me of some of these treasure hunters and those who will go out to sea, maybe months on end, go out to sea and they're looking for sunken treasure, right? A ship that has gone down that was, and they're hoping was loaded with gold or jewels. And so they sail out, they try to find where these ships are, and then they'll have divers go down. They'll spend thousands and thousands of dollars trying to find treasure. You know what, moms? You are a treasure. You are a treasure. If you're going God's way in this world, you are a treasure. And we just so want to encourage you, an excellent wife who can find her worth is far above jewels, far above treasure. Mothers who are striving to honor the Lord. It says, her children will rise up and bless her husband also, and he praises her, saying, many daughters have done nobly, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. You know, ultimately, when their kids realize, man, what a mom I had, now they're praising dad. If he's walking with the Lord, he's paying attention. He's got a godly wife going that way. He will praise her. But you know what? The ultimate thing is that God will praise her. But you know, we thank the Lord when our children respond and they realize, oh, what a treasure mom was. I think of the story of Henry Hines. This was in his will. Now, Henry Hines, as some of you may remember, was the founder of 57 varieties and the Hines sauce. And of course, he became a wealthy, wealthy man. This was in his final will and testament. I read, looking forward to the time when my earthly career will end, I desire to set forth at the very beginning of this will, as the most important item in it, a confession of my faith in Jesus Christ as my Savior. I also desire to bear witness to the fact that throughout my life, in which there were unusual joys and sorrows, I have been wonderfully sustained by my faith in God through Jesus Christ. This legacy was left to me by my consecrated mother, a woman of strong faith, and to it I attribute any success I have attained. What a wonderful testimony to his mother. You know, as it says in this passage, her husband will praise her, her children will rise up and bless her. But you know, the biggest one is, the woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. And I believe that goes, ultimately, she'll be praised by the Lord himself. Remember what it says in Matthew 25, in this parable, the Lord said to his servant, well done, good and faithful servant. And then it says this, enter into the joy of your Lord. You see, this applies to moms as well as others who are faithful to the Lord. As we go through life going God's way, when the world is going the other way, we will be rewarded by the Lord in his time. I just want to encourage you. I want to encourage you, especially moms. You are so needed. You are a treasure. The world may never recognize your value. Even your kids may not always express your value. But if you're a woman, a mother going God's way, you will be rewarded in God's time. I just want you to be encouraged. We thank the Lord for you. And I just like to pray for you, especially this day. Lord, we thank you for the way you've designed the family. We thank you so much for mothers. Mothers who, in spite of a culture that may be going the opposite direction, mothers who first are committed to you and then to their families. We thank you for them. But we know that their journey is not an easy one. Sometimes just the circumstances of the family are very hard. Sometimes it's the culture that is putting so much pressure on. But Father, we thank you for these mothers who are going your way. We want to entrust them to you for your perfect care, for your encouragement to them, your blessing upon them. We entrust them to you. In Jesus' name, amen.